continuing in the laws of Hilchos Pesach, tells us the chametz mishesh shaos ulamala biyom yodalid asur b'hana. That once it's already reached erev Pesach in the middle of the day, from the sixth hour on, a person is not to derive any benefit from their chametz. Certainly, which means cannot eat the chametz. The question, obviously, is that we know that Pesach is, well, on Pesach is when you're not supposed to eat your chametz. What's this extra restriction of having to withhold yourself from deriving any benefit from your chametz even on erev Pesach? So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that asur b'hatnah is midiraisa. When it says you're not to derive any benefit from it, it's not a rabbinical law. This is something which is based on the Torah. B'yoleth b'gemara, and the Talmud actually derives this from the Psukim b'nechsev. The Pasuk says, l'sochel av chametz. You're not allowed to eat chametz with it. Now it, over here, is referring to the Karban Pesach. The Kibbul Chazal and our sages of blessed memory teach us the Rotz Lomar Lo Sochel Chametz Mishah Shiruy L'Shchitas HaPesach. That this pasuk is teaching us that as long as it is fit to have the carbon Pesach actually slaughtered, from that moment on, no longer is a person allowed to derive any benefit or to eat from their chametz. The Hainu, and when exactly was the carbon Pesach fit to be brought? The actual slaughtering, which actually the Pasuk says, that in the afternoon, on Erev Pesach, that's what they were doing. While we're running around, getting our last things for our Seder, they used to bring their carbon, they used to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the ceremony that they were involved in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. And therefore, based on these Pesukim, that's the reason why a person is not allowed to even derive any benefit from their chametz, even on Erev Pesach, from the moment that the Karban Pesach is fit to have been brought. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, the prohibitions such as Bal Yira'e, Bal Yimatze, persons allowed to have the chametz in their domain, in their possession, that a person does not violate, according to many authorities, Kama Poskim, until actually Pesach Gufa, until actually the 15th of Nisan. And they bring the sources from the Pesukim, because these prohibitions of Bal Yira'eh, Bal Yimatzeh, it says in those Pesukim, Shivas Yomim, that it's for those 7 days, which implies only for Pesach and not before it. But that doesn't give us a loophole that means, okay, so I guess I really haven't told Pesach, because there are other prohibitions, such as the violation of a mitzvah saseh, a positive obligation of tashbisus or mibatecha, that a person has the obligation to get rid of or remove the chametz from their possession, from their homes. So that certainly a person would violate, even though a person would not violate the bal yira'e, bal yimatzeh, according to most halachic authorities. So it continues in the Mechaber, he says, v'asruhu chachamim shtei sha'os kodem, dehainu midchila sha'a chamishis. Now, even though the Torah seems pretty clear, based on the Gemara's interpretation of the Pesukim at least, that the prohibition of the using of chametz is the middle of the day, chatzos. But nonetheless, we know that we always are trying to figure out when's the last moment we can eat our chametz, when's the last moment we can drive benefit of our chametz, and it's not chatzos, it's not in the middle, it's not midday. But rather, the Chachamim added a couple hours to make it, for some reason, 100% you're not going to eat the chametz, 100% you're not going to derive benefit from the chametz, which is the beginning of the fifth hour. Which means after it's already the fourth, by the fourth hour is complete, or a third of the day, that's the amount of time a person has to eat their chametz. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, well, what's wrong with the whole chatzos business? Why do we have to have 2 hours earlier? Let's enjoy our chametz a couple more hours. So he says, Atam Yishum Yom Hamu'una. Because there's the possibility, without having a watch or your clock at hand, it's very possible you'll try to figure out what time of the day is and what time chatzos is by looking up in the sky. And that would be all fine and well if it was a nice, shiny, sunny day. In the event it's a cloudy day, then you may make the wrong guess. And therefore, the adam asoy litos az de shaos kivan shein shemesh zarachas. Very often someone asks you what time it is, and you're kind of been preoccupied in your day, you can be off as much as possibly as 2 hours. And therefore, because of this, explains the Mishnah Berurah, that's the reason why we make the prohibition of eating the chametz 2 hours prior. Or in this particular year, the prohibition of eating chametz only begins at the eating of the chametz at 10:28 a.m. Continuing in the Mechaber, he says, V'yachol ha'chilo l'behem ha'chayav ov. Even though you can no longer eat it from that the finishing of the fourth hour, now into the fifth hour of the day, you can still give it to your animals to eat, which means it's still permissible to derive benefit from it. You have to be careful that if you give your dog a bone, or chametz, in that case, it's very possible that he may put it somewhere for Pesach. He knows he's not going to get any good chametz, he's going to hide it on Erev Pesach. And the problem is, you're going to have chametz in your possession, even though it's for the dog, but still it's yours. And therefore, you have to be careful if you're going to give food away. You have to make sure that it's going to be destroyed, consumed by the time allotted. From the time of the sixth hour and on, it's now forbidden even to derive any benefit whatsoever, which means you cannot even, as the Mishnah Berurah, not even give it away to a non-Jew. You're not allowed, certainly, to sell it either. And in that particular time is a little later on, which corresponds to the time which we do our bi'ur chametz. We try to do the bi'ur chametz by that point. Okay. Now, we mentioned in Mishnah Kedushin, we were learning in the second chapter a couple of days ago, things which are asur b'hana, things that a person is not allowed to derive any benefit from. And because of that, we were learning that if you would give something which is forbidden for hana, which you yourself aren't allowed to derive any benefit from it, if you would give it to a woman, in a kedushin, it's not a valid kedushin. And the Gemara told us an exception. The Mishnah, rather, ended off saying, v'kiddush v'demehem v'kedushas, that if you would take that item, which in itself is forbidden to derive any benefit, let's say you sold it to someone, which you're not supposed to do, but now you have money which they gave you for this purchase, are you allowed to give that money to a woman and marry her? And the answer is yes, mukadeshness. The question is, does this law, which we learned a couple of days ago, also apply to chametz? As we just learned, chametz, you're not allowed to eat, of course, on Pesach, and it's also asur b'hana. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from it as well. So asks the Mechaber, does this law also apply if you would take chametz on Pesach, sell it, and now you have money, are you allowed to derive benefit from that money? So it's brought down in the Mechaber that im kanu shum davar b'chametz achar she'shos mutar mipnei she'chametz einu tofes dama. That the law, similar to the law of Kedushin, that if you would do this very thing, which you're not supposed to, that you would take your chametz, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it, you would sell it to someone on Pesach itself, and now you have this money is now permissible, you can do whatever you want with it. It's considered to be yours, which is a novel concept. Even though the item itself is forbidden, it's asur b'hana, so if you would sell this item, and now you have money, now you can use that money for whatever you want, halachically speaking. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us with regard to this, that even though it's forbidden to do this, nonetheless, the only time we ever find that the money itself, when you would sell something, asur b'hana, now the money itself is also forbidden, it tells us by Avodah Zarah, Hekdesh and Shvias. But Avodah Zarah, the classical case, that if you would have an idol, then you would not be, by you selling that idol, now you have the money, it's also something that you cannot derive any benefit from. But when it comes to chametz on Pesach, even though you're not supposed to sell it, nonetheless, the money now is mutter, because ein tof is domov. But in conclusion, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that according to many, quoting the words, gedolei haposkim, many of the great authorities, and the Shariat Zion just gives us a whole list of them, including Rashi and Tosvos and the Rush, the Smag, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ritva, Nimuki Yosef, they disagree with the words of Rav Yosef Cairo. And he says that even though, generally speaking, when it comes to these halachot, when you sell your chametz, which you're not allowed to on Pesach, that money, even though technically we say Eino Tofis Damav, Lebal, for the owner himself, who did this wrong act, the chametz atzmo, when it comes to this chametz that he sold, Kansu Rabbanan, the rabbis make a penalty against him, then he should not derive benefit from him, because he did something he shouldn't have, therefore not going to allow him to benefit from that which he sold.